Welcome back, everybody. This is your special pub trivia experience, Disney Bracketology. This is the second half of the first round, and we have our panel of experts. You've already met them, so we're going to get right into it. We are at our Thunder Mountain region of this Disney 64-seated bracket. We're going to jump right into the Thunder Mountain region, and I will let you know we are moving and switching up the order a little bit, so the order is not the same as the last go-round. Your one seed in the Thunder Mountain region is the Incredibles versus the 16 seed of Cars 3. And we're going to start with Nikki.
Yeah, I mean, very rarely do you see a 1-16 up seed. It's only happened once in the history of NCAA basketball tournament, and it's certainly not going to happen this round. It's Incredibles.
It would be incredible, but
at a point.
There's no edit in this world.
There's not. It would be incredible if it did, but it's not going to happen. We are already one up on for the Incredibles. Jeff, what do you think?
Well, hands down, Incredibles is one of the most impressive original movies that they've come out with. So it's got to be Incredibles. Cars 3 could eat it.
Leah.
Just incredible. It was the Incredibles.
Mario.
From my favorite Funko figure that was a Blue Chase.
Y'all okay?
You skipped Mike.
I know he did.
No, I didn't. There's a new order here. It's Nikki, okay. Jeff, Leah, Mario, Marissa, Mike, Steven.
It's just interesting because the first three were the exact same order.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems necessary.
Okay, sorry.
It was just a different starting point, but anyway, sorry.
Continue what you were trying to say, Mario.
I apologize, yeah. So let's, yeah.
No, you're fine. The Incredibles. I had a Chase Blue Funko because I'm that special. Chris knows about it. Don't have it anymore. Long story short, but definitely The Incredibles.
All right. Marissa.
Incredibles. Cars 3 was a movie that should have never been made.
Mike.
I was unaware that Cars 3 was a movie that had been made. Meanwhile, The Incredibles is the Fantastic Four movie that we all deserved instead of the two pieces of garbage that we actually, excuse me, three. I forgot that there was, oh God, I don't even want to get riled up on that. This is The Incredible.
Steven.
Disney, I know you're listening to us right now. And I know that Tomorrowland didn't turn out because the villain's plot made no sense. But you have Brad Bird. You have the Fantastic Four. You know what to do.
Thank you.
Incredibles wins this bracket. He directs Fantastic Four. And if you cast Krasinski, I'll be disappointed because that's what the internet wants, and you don't cave to the internet. That's it.
I've said it before, I'll say it again, Steven. Amen.
Yes. He's sitting there. He's like just, he has an office in Disney. Just move him over to Marvel. Give him the Fantastic Four and let Brad Bird go play. Please. All right. The Incredibles is obviously moving on to the round of 32. But we've got our 8-9 seed next. Your 8 seed is Peter Pan. Your 9 seed is The Princess and the Frog. And we're going to start with Jeff.
This may be controversial, but I think that, much like Tangled, Princess and the Frog was wildly underrated, both the soundtrack and the movie itself. I don't know that it is one of the best movies of all time, but for me, I loved it way more than Peter Pan. Peter Pan's been done so many times, and that one was also just fine. I mean, nothing will be as good as Hook. So for me, this is Princess and the Frog.
Leah, what do you think?
I'm all in on everything Peter Pan. I always will be. I've seen like every iteration of everything. So The second star to the right shines the night for you. It is Paige's first Disney movie I ever introduced her to about a month ago. It was Peter Pan, the cartoon. So I'm going Peter Pan. Although Princess and the Frog I watched last weekend was really, really good. But Peter Pan is just more, for me, more sentimental and more like it hits me more. So,
Mario, what do you think?
Joey has actually been on a Prince and the Frog kick the past couple of weeks.
Because he's right.
Yeah. I've seen Peter Pan over and over again, but I'm going to go with my son's pick because he's been watching this, Prince and the Frog. Princess and the Frog.
I was going to say, Prince and the Frog will be a way different movie. That'd be really progressive of Disney to do. Yeah.
I'd be all with that.
Way to go, Disney. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for it to happen.
Oh, it'll happen.
Marissa, what do you think?
I adore the soundtrack for Princess and the Frog. I love all the jazz and the Zydeco. It's phenomenal. But there are there's three movies that are like core to me as a child. And Peter Pan is one of those. I mean, two of my like main memories in life are riding the Peter Pan ride when I was like 3 or 4 and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. So it's Peter Pan for me.
You could almost say that those were core memories.
Yes, core memories.
From
like
Inside Out, which is not on this list.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Inside Out's coming up and it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight.
I feel like it's not, but okay.
I don't think it is.
Oh, no, never mind. I thought it was with the other one. Never mind. Okay. It's not going to be a fight.
Yeah, it's not up against Treasure Planet. We're fine.
Ha.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
You know, I am more torn on this one than I thought I'd be. I only saw Princess and the Frog once, but I remember really, really liking it. I remember like tearing up at one point and I just, and like, and it hit that emotional core in a way that I don't think Peter Pan does necessarily, but Peter Pan really is just such a core, you know, as she said, it's a core memory. It's a really, really important part of my childhood. Like, but it has the whole what made the red man red sequence and like the whole thing. It's just, it's like awful. Like we were showing it to Abby and I just happened to walk in on that particular part and I just went, oh God, I forgot. Oh God. I got to go Peter Pan. I really like Prince and the Frog, but I only saw it once. I don't know if I have enough of a basis to choose it over Peter Pan.
Well, you know, whenever we want some insightful opinion, we're going to go to Steven. So what do you think, Steve?
Prince and the Frog has way too many side characters. You got, you know, drop the alligator or drop the firefly. Although the firefly has a good song, so probably drop the alligator first.
Okay, and
we need more time with the villain. The villain has a great villain song. Too short. The villain has a great little plan going on. Not enough time with him. Give me more time with the Shadow Man. That's what I want. Peter Pan, on the other hand, is very, very boring. Not much actually happens in it. I don't even think it's the most interesting version of the Peter Pan story. It is the version of the Peter Pan story that doesn't mention that the fairies have orgies like it does in the book, so that's going to take some points away from it. I'm going to go with Princess and the Frog.
Nice. And it all comes down to Nikki.
All right. I'm a little, this story's hard. I'm probably going to make everybody cry. But when I was working at Disney, I was friends with Wendy and we had a Make-A-Wish child whose dream in life was to meet Wendy from Peter Pan. So I was so emotional and all that, and you know, so I have to give it to Peter Pan. So,
oh, that's awesome.
So that was like one of the best and worst days ever. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I got goosebumps here. That's awesome. Aw. And with that amazing story, Peter Pan moves on to the next round. All right, next up, we're going to start with my lovely wife, Leah. And we have got the 5-seed Mulan and the 12-seed Cars. Leah, what do you think?
I'm probably going to be the only one to vote this way. I'm going Mulan. And I cannot wait to hopefully see the new version that's coming out sometime. I don't know when it's coming out, but I like this story. And so I'm all in on Mulan, and Cars does nothing for me.
Man, Disney's just like losing money left and right with this coronavirus. Onward got shafted. They're going to shift Mulan, shift Black Widow.
Onward's pretty good, by the way.
It is, yes.
We watched it last night.
Is it on Disney Plus yet?
No.
Not yet, but it is.
2 weeks?
For digital, yeah.
Yes, Chris. When I think of the economic impact of the coronavirus, Disney is really high on my list of entities that I'm worried about.
Yeah, just so you know, they're still taking their money from me, so I'm pretty sure they're doing okay. Still getting their annual pass holder money.
They didn't close it like Universal?
Yeah, I saw Universal
it's closed.
Closed, yes. But they're still taking a lot of money out of my bank account every month.
Yeah, they got a pair. Okay.
To be fair, AMC told us they weren't going to and still took money
out of
our bank
account.
Yeah,
they still took my money.
Really?
Well, at least Disney didn't say they were going to stop.
Yeah, no, they told you.
Yeah, we're taking it.
They're like, we'll just add the days on to your end of your contract. They're like, okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. I lost track of where we were. Hold on.
Can I also say I am learning so much about Nikki in this episode. Like, oh my God, you were friends with these people, and I know what that means. So,
I wanted to bring it again. In case there's kids watching, you gotta have the
Mario.
I'm wildly more interested now.
Mario, you're Europe. What do you say?
We're on Mulan and Cars.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know what? It was a freaking toss-up, to be quite honest with you. I'm going with Suzette's choice.
Ka-chow! You want
Mulan.
Ka-chow! And the five seed out to a 2-0 lead. As we move this over to Marissa, what do you think?
I'm going to break the Mulan push here. It's Cars. I loved Cars.
Mike, are you as infatuated with Cars as Marissa is?
I don't necessarily think that little 10 seconds gave me a sense of the degree of her infatuation, but I will say that I agree with her. I think Cars is the superior movie.
Yeah.
Nothing really else to say. I really liked Cars. I thought it was a great movie.
All right, we got a 2-2 tie. Steven, talk to me.
Froze. He's frozen.
Steven.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Copyright strike.
Villain and the hero don't.
Steven.
Everyone back.
Heroes.
Start over.
Edit point, Sam. Steven, what do you say?
So Mulan's got issues. Chiefly, Mulan and the villain don't know each other, have nothing to do with each other. So it's kind of bad storytelling. That's kind of a general rule. You want them to know each other. Otherwise, you end up with Thor the Dark World. Cars has some issues, too, in that I've seen that story 11 gajillion times, and it's ultimately responsible for Cars 2, Cars 3, Planes, and Planes 2.
Oh God! There was
so
a Planes too.
I'm going to give it to Mulan because the animation style in that is actually really, really good. Particularly if you pay close attention to Mulan's hair, they always animate it as a single block, and it moves so smoothly. And there's a really good cheat they do when she switches between Mulan and Ping. If you pay close attention, every time she does her face as Ping, they angle her chin. So she gets a more masculine look, something that obviously is not going to be available in the live-action version, which makes me doubt it coming up. But for those little tricks that are really good animation, I'm going to go with Mulan.
All right. Mulan has a slight lead 3-2. Nikki, what do you think?
Like I said, I love the NCAA basketball tournament, and I usually go to Vegas for the first round. And I like to pick the 12-5 upsets. This isn't a 12-5 upset for me, though. I think Mulan wins this. It does have flaws. I agree with Steven, but I just think Mulan overall is the better movie.
All right, Jeff. Not that your opinion matters, but Sound
well, off. You can make a man out of me any day, and I'm going to take Mulan every single time.
Mulan is moving on to your field of 32.
Solidarity, Marissa.
We're holding in there together.
Right.
Next up, we have got a 4 versus 13. Your 4 seed is Inside Out. Your 13 seed is Chandler Bing's favorite movie, Bambi. He was very sad when the artist stopped drawing the deer. We're going to start this off with Mario. What do you think?
I'm going with Inside Out. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this movie due to Joey. Over and over and over and over. Wait till you get to it, Chris. You will feel the pain.
I'm secretly hoping like my daughter falls in love with the Indiana Jones trilogy and I can just watch those over and over with her.
Yeah.
You can certainly force it upon her, but as soon as she sees this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Inside Out, yes.
All right, Inside Out it is. Marissa, what do you think?
Yet another movie that just will tug at your heartstrings at any given moment. Inside Out.
That could have gone either way, by the way.
It could have. It could have, yes. Not about, you know, mothers dying and being shot and murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Bambi is iconic. I mean, it's beautifully animated. Like everyone remembers, everybody remembers, you know, obviously Bambi's mother getting shot and all this kind of stuff. Like, it's like one of those kids movies that it's beautiful and it reminds of like this beauty of life and also danger and all that kind of stuff. But this one's for Bing Bong.
Yes. Bing Bong, Bing Bong.
Inside Out.
Who's your friend who likes to play?
Okay. Steven, what do you think?
Cry right now.
Why did you have to bring up Bing Bong, Mike?
I want to make this very, very clear. I'm not talking a single manly tear rolling down the inside of my cheek.
Oh, no.
I'm talking like even if you gave me non-smudging mascara, my face is full dying raccoon at the end of this movie.
Yeah.
I have watched it probably a dozen times. I have not once gotten through Inside Out without bawling my heart out. And it's the same moment every time. It's when Riley comes home and gets a hug and she lets out that long sigh. And you realize she's just achieved that catharsis she's been searching for the entire film. Inside Out. In fact, it might be my pick to win the whole thing. I love that movie. It's beautiful. It's Inside Out.
So, confession time.
Yes.
I've seen Inside Out twice.
Mm-hmm. And you have no heart and no soul.
No reaction whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do it.
I feel like there's some things you shouldn't admit out loud, Chris.
Watch it now that you have a daughter and a child. Mm. It will just, especially when that family island just.
I really don't know that I want to watch that movie with a daughter. I think Up did. I think Up did a number on me already, so I think I'm okay. I think Up has destroyed me more than once, so I'm good.
I just want to say, like there are means that you can use to sort of decide, like if you were ever king, there are means that you could decide, okay, who am I going to expel from my kingdom? Things such as people who don't put their grocery carts back in the after they're done with them in the parking lot. Or people that don't have an emotional reaction to Inside Out. What in the actual hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. I thought I was bad.
Wow. Okay. Nikki.
Sorry.
Again, these are hard in the sense that they're just so different. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you putting these? I mean, Bambi is like Disney classic, and I have a lot of trouble going against Disney classics. Simply because I just think that they're a different kind of movie. I think Bambi does hold up well. Everybody loved. I mean, it's kind of that movie. Nobody really loves Bambi in the sense of like it's pretty terrible. But like you know, you remember Bambi pulls at the heartstrings. But Inside Out, I just think it was so creative. You know, I got to give it to Inside Out. So,
Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I've got some opinions here, Chris.
How many of them are about me?
Well, I'm going to leave them hopefully at zero at this point.
Okay, thank God.
I'm going to challenge everyone's thought here, and I'm going to say that Bambi while it's a classic and, you know, obviously well respected for what it was nobody's favorite movie as a child.
Right.
It's cute. There's a lot to remember about it, but no one loved that movie.
Right.
Inside Out challenged my emotional state as an adult human. It made me think and feel things that I haven't felt maybe ever. And that's saying a lot. I almost refuse to watch it because of how it makes me feel. Because it's such a wild ride of emotions. And I think when you put that up against Bambi, which is probably no one's favorite movie, it's got to win. There's a reason it's a 4 seed against a 13 seed here.
Well argued. Well argued, sir. Leah, what do you think?
Well, growing up, I used to watch Bambi a lot. Thumper. I was all about Thumper. He was my favorite. Or she? I don't know. Thumper was my favorite. But Inside Out is just amazing. And as Chris told me earlier, when he saw my bracket, he's like, well, that's kind of in your wheelhouse. Like, that's in your field of studies, the psychology and stuff like that. And I was like, well, that's true. But it's just so intelligent. It is applicable to pretty much everyone. And yeah, it's just, it's next level. So I'm definitely going Inside Out.
So I will say this, any movie that gives a major part to Jim Rash wins bonus points for me. Jim Rash is funny as hell. He may not be everybody's cup of tea, but Jim Rash is a funny guy. And he is top notch in Inside Out. So I would have gone Inside Out as well just because I'm not a huge Bambi fan, but I didn't cry when Bing Bong disappeared. I didn't cry at the end.
We'll work on that.
So
also, unpopular opinion. Screw Toy Story Land. I want Inside Out Land.
That would be cool.
That is unpopular.
Are we going to get like a sequel to that movie when she's like 13 or 15?
Oh, I don't
want that.
I don't want a teenage mind. I don't know.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, oh. I don't want to see the insights to that.
I love the scene in Inside Out, like at the very, very end, where it's the inside of the teenage boy's brain that was one of the hardest I've ever laughed because I'm like, yep. I still remember being that, and in a certain way, I probably still am.
All right. Your next round, your next selection here. 101 Dalmatians versus the Aristocrats. Aristocats, sorry.
Aristocats.
The Aristocrats.
My God.
I want to see that one now.
I want to see the Aristocats, but with the cast of cats.
Oh, God.
Oh, please don't.
This is why he doesn't have an opinion.
Yeah, we're going to start with Marissa. What do you think?
I'm going to cause some controversy here.
She's literally shifting in her chair.
I'm like so antsy. I don't know if it's just because like I'm a cat person. I am. I always have been, even though I love my dog and she's adorable.
Cats are the devil.
So. Oh my gosh, cats are not the devil. But I gotta go with Marie and Toulouse and Berlouise and Aristocats.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
So I am a dog person, and there's also just the fact that the Aristocats is a pale imitation of 101 Dalmatians that came out like 10 years later and was not nearly as successful. This to me, I think this might be another instance of bad seeding. I think 101 Dalmatians, hands down.
All right, 1-1. Steven, break the tie.
Well, let's do this very easily. how many people on this call can tell me the name of the villain in the Aristocats?
Oh, God.
Or do we just know him as the butler guy that's kind of in those 4 seats?
I just watched this
movie. How many people here have heard of Cruella de Vil?
Yep.
101 Dalmatians.
Okay. Nikki, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be my point. Cruella de Vil is just, she's now like an iconic villain. And if you actually watch 101 Dalmatians, like, I think some of it's a little overblown, but she's just an iconic villain. And By Aristocats is a fine movie. I think 101 Dalmatians, I mean, just simply for Cruella de Vil wins. So.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, so one of these movies I don't care about, and the other one I don't care about even less. And so that one that I don't care about is 101 Dalmatians. So that one's going to take the win here.
My lovely wife, Leah.
Well, I've watched these both within the last 24 hours. Both very similar in, you know, storylines, I guess. But it comes down to cute animals, and I'm all about the dogs. So Lucky was always my favorite little pup from 101 Dalmatians. So I'm going 101 Dalmatians.
Mario, what do you think?
I am like Jeff. I could care less, to be honest. So it's like a coin flip for me. What are we at the score right now?
Your voice doesn't matter.
Who gives a shit then? 101 Dalmatians then.
Okay. 101 Dalmatians moves on to the round of 32. Oh man. Okay. I have opinions on this next one, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
You have to, because you don't matter.
Is it Toy Story 2 or The Rescuers?
Are we all going to just say it out loud? Or?
1, 3, 2, 1, this.
3, 2, 1, go.
The Rescuers.
The Rescuers.
Oh.
Oh.
Hold on.
Wait.
Whoa. Hold on. Moderator talking. Hold up.
There's about to be a fight up
Hold on. Mike, go first. We need order, people. We need some freaking order.
All right.
Who's in charge here?
Well, Chris, if we want order, why don't we tell the audience what the freaking seeds are?
Terrible seeding.
This is a 3 seed in Toy Story 2 versus a 14 seed in The Rescuer, since Chris didn't bother telling you that. I love you, Chris. I'm sorry.
We're in quarantine. And we're all getting real sassy.
Yeah, I know.
This is what happens when
I'm
you
half
make
a bottle
be
in
social.
On this butterscotch whiskey.
Holy
so.
Shit! Yeah. Okay, right. Proceed, Mike.
We need to be completely clear about something. The Rescuers features a frame of a naked woman. Like. How
hey,
awesome
I know what I'm
is
watching
that?
Tomorrow.
Have you never seen The Rescuers?
Right?
It's been so long. Yeah, no.
Like,
I've always
how just... awesome is that? As the albatross is flying by the windows, there's one frame that there's a naked woman that some clever animator decided to splice in there because he thought it was funny, and that's just awesome. But honestly, that being said, the animation story, everything about Toy Story 2 is just wonderful and superlative. I think. So I give this to Toy Story 2 fairly easily.
All right, Steven.
For clarity's sake, if you want to see the tits, you have to find a version before the DVD release. They have edited that out.
Oh, that's actually a great point.
Yes.
So it's not on the Disney Plus version I watched.
Yeah, we'll just go on the internet.
He'll sell it for a small fee.
That's Steven.Ford. Email.com
at email.com 123 Main Street anywhere USA.
Yeah.
The Rescuers, not a good film. It's slow, it's boring, the stakes aren't that high. The Rescuers Down Under is an incredible film, not on this bracket. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It is amazing. It wasn't a musical during the Disney Renaissance, so it doesn't get thought of. Rescuers Down Under is great. Go see it. Skip The Rescuers. It doesn't matter. It's boring. It's slow.
Yep.
Toy Story 2 is not a great movie, but I would rather watch Toy Story 2 twice than have to watch The Rescuers again. So, Toy Story 2.
All right. We had 2 for Toy Story 2. Nikki, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm agree. I mean, I don't understand why Rescuers Down Under is not in this versus The Rescuers. And Toy Story 2 was kind of, I mean, out of the 3 Toy Story, or the 4, but... sort of forgettable to me. I don't really remember Toy Story 2 that well. So I think this is definitely misseeded. I think I'm going to give it to Toy Story 2, but this was really bad seeding.
Jeff, weigh in.
Well, so I'm gonna lean on my feminine side here, and I'm gonna say that while I really enjoyed both The Rescuers and Rescuers Down Under as a child, there's just something about that scene when they introduce Jessie and she starts going through that flashback when the Sarah McLachlan "When She Loved Me" song starts playing. I don't understand why I felt the way I felt when that was happening, but man, that gave me some emotions. And I think I was like 11 or 12 when that came out. And so watching that, I was like, what is this feeling? I'm not a girl. I've never been left by the side of the road, but man, I could relate. So there's something that they do well that really makes you feel feelings. And I'm going to go with Toy Story 2.
God, you're young.
We don't need to talk about that. But also,
yes.
Leah, what do you think?
Well, I guess not that it matters, but I'm going The Rescuers. I was not a huge fan of Toy Story 2. Jesse does nothing for me. And I'm going to Rescuers, and they have a lot of voice actors in The Rescuers that were also in, I think, like Robin Hood and The Jungle Book as well. So it was kind of fun watching that movie last night or two nights ago and hearing the voices of other Disney characters too. So that was kind of fun. So I'm going to The Rescuers.
Mario.
Sorry, I was looking at my text message from my wife. Nothing new with this text message.
I love it.
Rescuers. Yeah,
I love it.
Welcome back, Mario.
It's boring as fuck, to be quite honest. I could care less about it. I enjoy all Toy Stories, even 4.
Oh god.
It had nothing to do with, you know, the trilogy. So I'll go with Toy Story 2.
Marissa.
Jeffrey, what is one of the only childhood ornaments that we have on our Christmas tree?
From your childhood or mine?
From mine.
Well, I had a better childhood, so the only one that you have is from The Rescuers.
Yeah. I have Bianca and Bernard.
You do.
They were from...
Might have thrown them away, I don't know.
1990s. When Rescuers Down... I think, was it Rescuers Down Under? I think when McDonald's released
McDonald's.
Ornaments for Christmas. And I cherish those. They might be moth-eaten and disgusting, but they will always be on my Christmas tree. So I'm going Rescuers.
All right, so Toy Story 2 is going to move on to the next round. But I want to say this. I've never seen The Rescuers. I have seen The Rescuers Down Under. Mm-hmm. And that movie is freaking good. It's a really good movie. I've also seen Toy Story 2. Did nothing for me. Could not care less about Toy Story 2. Toy Story 1, phenomenal. Toy Story 3, maybe the best Pixar movie ever made. Toy Story 2 didn't do a whole lot for me. Steven, I know. I've got The Incredibles on there.
You're right about Toy Story 2. I'll give you that.
That's it. That's all I'm right about.
Well, this whole thing is partially to decide Chris's claim about...
Yeah, Toy Story 2 is not a great movie. I'm sorry.
But in terms of greatest movies, you know. And Chris, I do want to take the opportunity to say I'm sorry about being a dick about you not saying The Seating.
And if this was Rescuers Down Under versus Toy Story 2, we know which one would have won. So.
Toy Story 2.
Yeah. No.
But that's
a third grade for
nothing. I can't hold on. I can't get over the fact that Mike just apologized to me for being a jerk. Like, this is the pub trivia experience. Like, people have come to recognize and really almost anticipate the animosity between the group here.
Yeah, we really gotta
Here
it comes.
You deserve to be ridiculed for the Stanley Kubrick thing. Like, that was just part of the flow. It was just, you know, it was different to me. It was different to me. I felt that it merited an apology, so I gave you one. And I'd appreciate it if you would shut the fuck up about it now.
And there it is. There's our explicit title.
Oh, no, Mario dropped it twice already. We're good.
Okay.
All right. We are on to your next seed. It is the 10 seed, Pocahontas. And the 7 seed, Pinocchio. And Steven, you are going to get us started here. What do you think?
These are two films that I'm not a huge fan of either of. Yeah, I don't know what my feelings are on either of these, really. Pinocchio is just poorly paced. Like, all the songs take place in the first half, and there's no songs in the second half. Pocahontas just makes no sense. Again, Pocahontas, the hero and the villain, never meet. So there's no tension there. I guess I'm just going to have to go with nostalgia here and go with Pinocchio. I've probably seen it more. And I saw it with a less critical eye because I saw it younger, so I don't have as much animosity towards it. I guess I'll go with Pinocchio.
Nikki, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think both of these movies are not some of the best. Pinocchio, though, I'm sorry, those donkey things just scared me. I kind of scared me as a kid. I didn't really like Pinocchio. And I think Colors of the Wind was a pretty popular song. So I'm going to go, and you had, you know, Mel Gibson before he was crazy and all that. So I'm going to go Pocahontas.
Oh, he was still crazy.
Yeah, before we knew he was crazy.
Before we knew he was right. Crazy.
Who was there someone that was attached to Pocahontas, like a songwriter or anything like that we know of? Wasn't there someone big that was attached to it? No?
It wasn't like an Elton John or a Phil Collins that I could think of.
The Colors of the Wind was an extremely popular song.
Vanessa Williams did the
Ghost Around the Bend.
Yeah. The kind of adult, you know, adult contemporary version of that song.
That might be what it is. Okay. Jeff, what do you think?
I think that I have drank too much peanut butter whiskey tonight. I for one, while also scared of the jackass scene in Pinocchio, for other reasons, because I would have been one. I'm going to have to go with Pinocchio here. I think it was the prettier movie, the better soundtrack. And again, kind of don't care about both, but it's kind of weird that this would be an upset, but I'm going to go with Pocahontas.
Leah?
Yeah, I'm going Pocahontas.
Mario?
He did my answer. I would just like give the one word answer.
Well, what's your one word?
Oh, I'm going to go Pinocchio. Huh?
3-2, Pocahontas has the lead. Marissa, what do you think?
While Pinocchio is iconic because it gave us When You Wish Upon a Star and the Blue Fairy, I'm going to go just around the riverbend with with Pocahontas.
And Mike,
take a second to point out that Christian Bale was in Pocahontas. Who knows?
I can confirm that.
There's your second. Mike, you're up.
I know it doesn't matter. Pinocchio is beautifully animated. And it also has the I've Got No String song, which featured so beautifully in the Avengers Age of Ultron trailer.
Yes.
And for those two reasons alone, I'm going with Pinocchio, but I know it doesn't matter.
It was a great trailer.
Pocahontas moving on to the round of 32. Your 2-15 seed in the Thunder Mountain region. Your 2 seed is up. Your 15 seed is Atlantis.
We just say this all together?
No.
Can we 3-2-1
in unison?
Please.
Seriously.
Yeah. It'd save us lots of time.
Nikki, go ahead. Let's just real quick then. Nikki.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be up.
Jeff.
Up.
Leah. Mario.
Up.
Marissa.
Our daughter's name is Ellie. Up.
Mike.
I cried twice in this movie. I'd never even seen Atlantis, and it was not well reviewed. Up.
Steven.
So Up has the opening 10 minutes, which is practically perfect. It does have one flaw in that it's got 80 minutes of film after that opening 10 minutes.
Granted.
So it's never as good as that moment. It's a big letdown after. But Atlantis is terrible. Up.
I swear to God, I think I just saw Marissa grab her heart and almost die when you said that.
Yeah. I'm not wrong.
Because then you wouldn't have Kevin.
Who needs Kevin? Kevin sucks.
You need Kevin. Kevin's fantastic.
I don't care about Kevin.
The fact that he's the best part of the rest of the movie is probably a problem.
Okay, well, I love Kevin. Okay.
Is Kevin the kid or is Kevin the dog?
Kevin is the bird.
Doug is the dog.
Doug is the dog. Yes.
What's the kid's name? Anyone know what the kid's name is?
Russell.
Oh, God.
Out of curiosity, any Redditors out there with a completely different association with the name Kevin? No, just me? All right, just checking.
Okay, we are moving on to the Space Mountain region.
Which is the best mountain?
In the Disney Bracketology Tournament.
Get it.
We're going to start with your one seed. We're going to start with Jeff. Jeff, your one seed is going to be The Lion King versus Treasure Planet.
Here it is.
What do you think?
Got problems. And they're multiplying. Treasure Planet is the most underrated film that Disney may have put out.
I like Tomorrowland, but okay.
Get out of here. You don't have an opinion.
Granted.
But there's just no way that as a 16 seed it can do anything against Lion King. Lion King is probably, again, one of the best animated films that's ever been made. Has meant probably the second most behind Toy Story in my childhood. And while there's a lot to love about Treasure Planet, and I will fight for it on most other fronts, I'm going to go Lion King.
All right. Leah, what do you think?
I never saw Treasure Planet. I'm definitely going Lion King.
Mario.
I love Lion King. Great movie. Hakuna Matata all the way.
Marissa.
I love Treasure Planet. I love the iteration of Treasure Island that in space. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. Matt Damon.
But you cannot compete with Lion King. You cannot compete with Elton John. You just can't. It's Lion King for me, even though I would fight for Treasure Planet probably against most of the rest of these movies.
But I feel like there's a reason we're married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mike, what do you think?
I haven't figured it out.
Oh my
God. Whoa.
It's all based on Treasure Planet.
And Mike, Robin Hood.
Mike.
So my story is that I went to go see the film The Three Musketeers, starring, among others, Charlie Sheen. Yes, Charlie Sheen was one of the Three Musketeers.
Hold on, who were the other two?
The 90s were a weird and wild time. And there was a preview before the movie that started off like this. Nah! I'm not going to do the rest. It was basically just the opening sequence, the Circle of Life sequence. And that alone makes that movie number one seed. And I don't see I actually am very inspired now to bother seeing Treasure Planet because I never have after Jeff and Marissa what they've said. I think I probably should see it at some point, but it ain't going to be lying. Come on.
Steven.
The Lion King's an almost perfect film. I don't know what you could do to improve it, except maybe redoing it with a bunch of expressionless, realistic CGI puppets that can't emote at all and give you much less expression. Oh, and take out the colorful backgrounds during the Just Can't Wait to Be King, so we're not expressing that this is a childhood view of the future. Just make it really ugly and washed out in colors in general. I think that would fix it.
But
other than that, it's a practically perfect film, so I'm going to vote for The Lion King. Yeah.
John Oliver.
Nikki.
Yeah, I mean, this is like classic March Madness. I mean, this is Lion King's Duke. I mean, they're going in. They're people. I mean, this is they win.
And Treasure Planet is not Mercer.
It's just this is, but in a 1-16, like I'm just talking about. It's not even Duke, but just that major team. Like that's the Lion King, and that they're not gonna. I think Treasure Planet's great. And you're always sort of root for the underdog, but you can't beat Goliath. You know, so.
Okay, so Lion King is definitely moving onto the field of 32, but let me say this. Again, not a Disney fan, no horse in the race, don't care. Not a huge Lion King fan.
Well, you keep beating that dead horse.
I'm gonna beat dead Mufasa in a minute. I don't care about the Lion King.
Oh. Can I kick him out now? Can I get a second?
Y'all can run this show yourself. Someone else editing it then.
It's weird. Ever since Chris started running the show, like all the hunting grounds have dried up and there's no rain.
Yeah. Can I just suggest that maybe you shouldn't express your opinion so openly? You're probably driving away listenership. People are like, I love the show. All the personalities are great, but my God, that host, like,
No. Steven
what is his problem?
Steven has made it abundantly clear that every movie needs a good, solid villain.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We've got one here. That's clear.
Whatever you say, Malekith.
You take that back, sir. You take that back. At worst, I'm Ronin. At worst.
You're not coming back in Captain Marvel.
Okay. Next up, you've got your 8 and 9 seed. We're going to go Snow White as the 8 seed, Fantasia as the 9 seed. And we're going to start with Leah, who I know for a fact recently watched maybe for the first time, Fantasia.
Yes. I did not like Snow White at all. So I watched Fantasia 2 nights ago, I think, for the first time. It is so long and weird. It's not even a movie. It is like a orchestra, which I did not know, and then just a bunch of random pictures for each, like, song or whatever that has nothing to do with each other. But I applaud what it was trying to do, so I went Fantasia.
Isn't that one of your favorite rides at Magic Kingdom, too?
I didn't know Fantasia has a ride. No, I like PhilharMagic, which has a Sorcerer's Apprentice part in it. It's kind of like what it's based on.
Yeah, okay.
Which I thought that's what Fantasia was about, but apparently it's only like 5 minutes of the whole 2-hour, 9-minute movie. Air quote, movie. Sure. But yeah, it was weird, but it was nice to fall asleep to when I'm rocking the baby in the middle of the night. So
more of a concert.
Yeah, it was like a concert.
All right, Mario, you're up.
I agree. Fantasia is 100% like a concert, but if it was Fantasia 2000, you would have my vote for it. Snow White, again, I care less. Again, I wish it was Fantasia 2000, so I have to give it to Snow White.
1-1, Fantasia and Snow White are tied up. Marissa, break that tie.
So I'm with Leah on this one. Snow White is probably my least favorite princess movie. Also probably my least favorite princess. Fantasia I watched on repeat because I love the music. And who doesn't love the ballerina hippopotamuses? Hippopotami? Right?
I don't know. It's Greek, so it would
pretty sure it's hippopotamuses.
If I recall the song. So I'm going hippos. The hippos. I'm going with Fantasia.
All right, Fantasia got 2-1 lead. Mike, what do you think?
I mean, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Let's give the Seven Dwarves their due. It's called Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. It was the original. Like, it laid the groundwork for everything, which of course means that as far as Disney princess stories go, it's fairly weak. Meanwhile, Fantasia, honestly, Fantasia, the biggest thing, just strip out the parts where they're talking about the songs because no one can pay attention to it. If you did that, that'd be great. But I think Fantasia is so unique for what it was and what it is and what it did that I give it to Fantasia. I just think that it's such an interesting artifact for what it was. So I got to give it to Fantasia.
Fantasia's got the lead. Steven, what do you think?
So Fantasia has got the sketch comedy problem, where if you're watching a sketch comedy film, some of the sketches are really, really good and you love them, and some of the sketches aren't as good. But since they're individual segments, there's no, like, things keeping it together. So there's parts of Fantasia I really, really like, you know, Night on Bald Mountain. I like the Beethoven Symphony. And there are parts where it's really, really boring, where you're just watching bubbles on a screen next to the Nutcracker Suite. And I just want it to end. Dear God, this has nothing going on. I can't back. It's a good experiment. It's fine as an artifact, but it's not a good film. You know, for all the problems with Snow White, at least it's a film. So I'm going to go with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
For those of you listening that have listened to Steven just roll through competition on this on the trivia portion of the show, he's not reading notes or anything. This is just like this is just how he thinks. It's a different approach, and I am in awe of every time I see him work his way ass backwards to an answer. So bravo, bravo. And of course the well thought out logic. Off the top of his damn head ticks me off. But okay, Nikki.
Yeah, I mean, Fantasia, it is. I mean, as a kid and stuff, it was weird. I mean, I didn't really like it as a kid. It was all just the music. It was kind of boring. And again, it's beautiful, and I think the music is beautiful, but I don't even know it's necessarily counted as a movie. I disagree a little bit with Snow White in the sense that, like, everybody hates Snow White. I like Snow White. I mean, it doesn't hold up. It is clearly from the 1920s, 1930s. I mean, it is very old. It doesn't carry well. Like, some of these movies you can watch, you know, in any time period. But for what it was, I mean, Snow White was groundbreaking. So I got to give it to Snow White.
And the Seven Dwarfs.
Everybody knows all the Seven Dwarfs, you know, so it is. Nobody remembers many of the names in Fantasia, except the hippopotamuses and Sorcerer Mickey. So
this is one of those scenarios that we all dreaded would actually happen on this show. We've got a tie ball game here. And the only person that's going to be able to break this tie is going to be Jeff.
Well, folks, we finally made it. Here we go.
It's been a good podcast, buckle everyone. In, have bitches. A good one. Bye.
Okay, why the hell is Fantasia on this list? I mean, really. Put it on a wall. It's a fantastic art piece. It's not a movie. There's no instance of Sorcerer Mickey that I like. I don't like his show at Disney. I don't like his movie.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I mean, it's all... Ugh. None of it's well done. Now, Snow White the movie? Okay. The dwarves, though, they make a damn fine old man t-shirt. And if we're getting to that point, we're already at Disney, and they have one of the best rides that's out there.
They do. The was it the
okay the mine train?
The mine train is one of the best.
It's
rides
a great ride.
The mine train is probably one of the smoothest rail
the best line,
coasters.
It's got the best ride. Yeah. Oh,
it's so and it's fat guy.
See,
friendly.
I didn't get to go through the queue. I only went through the fast pass queue.
So let's just put it where it belongs. I'm not always one to go with the classic movie for classic movie's sake, but Snow White deserves what she deserves. And she gets this win.
She deserves to lose to the Lion King in the next round.
She absolutely does.
Yeah, she will.
Yes.
Snow White moving into the round of 32. We are on to one that I'm actually really interested in. This is one I circled when this came up because I have feelings.
Yeah,
Chris has feelings about a Disney movie.
I think we've established that
finally.
You don't. I think we've established that you're heartless.
Who would have thought these are the ones he has feelings about?
There's a reason I have feelings about this, and my wife is aware of why that is. Your next movie is a 12-5 split. It is going to be the 5-seed A Goofy Movie versus the 12-seed Sleeping Beauty. And we're going to start with Mario.
So when I looked at this, I discussed it with Suzette. And we've seen the Goofy movie, and we've seen Sleeping Beauty. I love the Goofy movie. I think it's a classic. I love the pop figures, so that's my choice.
Goofy movie's on there already. Marissa, what do you say?
Sleeping Beauty has made it. Comeback, But when it came out, I mean, it ended princess movies until The Little Mermaid, until 1986. I mean, there was a 30-year gap in princess, yeah, in between princess movies, because it did so terribly. But if you need a break from modern living, it's a Goofy movie. So Goofy movie for me.
So your whole reason for choosing Goofy movies because people 70 years ago didn't like Sleeping Beauty?
It was an iconic movie for me as a child.
Okay, like, that's what I was missing. All right. Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
This is an age thing, and I knew it was going to be an age thing as soon as I looked at the seating. I saw a Goofy movie once. I didn't care. I was like 14 or 15. I didn't care. So, I mean, that's it. I know that if it's really just one of those things. I feel like people that are 4 or 5 years younger, they have it like, oh my gosh, a Goofy movie. That's such a special place in my childhood. It was not for me at all. Like it was just a little past my time. I think I'm just a little too old. So for me, like, I don't even see why it's seated as high as it is. And I don't see really how it competes with Sleeping Beauty. So I go with Sleeping Beauty. And I love the character of Goofy. It just, the movie just never, it just didn't do much for me.
All right. Steven.
I love a Goofy movie. I love the animation. I love the soundtrack. I love the characters. I love the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I love the way Roxanne's shorty shorts make me feel funny in my tummy tum. I love Powerline. I love it. This is the greatest movie ever. Why are we not talking about this more? Why is this not like its own ride? Why doesn't it have its own land in the park? A Goofy movie is perfect. It's perfect. It's so smart. It's so well written. I love the fact that they just borrowed what they needed from Goof Troop. And if they didn't need it, they just threw it out. They didn't waste time with some stupid little subplot with PJ's sister. It's so smart. I love the fact that they're self-aware with Lester's Possum Park. I love the high dad soup. It touches you in all the emotional places because it's got this great dynamic between a father that's just, he wants his son to be growing up the right way so badly, and his son who wants to grow up the right way so badly, and they're talking past each other in that first act, and then they get brought to, it's brilliant. It's lovely. We can go ahead and just assassinate and banish anyone from the kingdom who doesn't like a Goofy movie. I believe that was pre-approved before. So obviously I'm voting for Sleeping Beauty. No, it's a Goofy movie. I'm voting for a Goofy movie.
Apparently I need to see a Goofy movie again 25 yes. years after yes, it came out.
Yeah, watch sure. it again. It is.
I mean, it, again.
Especially as a parent now.
I had bigger fish to fry than, yeah. like, I'm 14 years old.
Those weren't fish. Those were girls.
I did not care. I was like, God, I have to watch a Disney movie, don't I?
Nikki, I'm sorry. I put you up after Steve twice.
It's
we'll
good.
Fix that for the next round.
But I will blow your minds a little bit. So there is a controversial secret about the Goofy movie that cast members of Disney have been talking about for a few years that I was there. That Max is a product of Goofy and Minnie. So apparently animators kind of did some smushing or whatever. So that's been a little secret, I guess. That they
and by
about.
Animator, she means Goofy and Minnie.
I mean, they never do mention his mom or anything. I mean, who did Goofy get married to?
There's a reason Mickey's not in this equation. Yeah, like, he's not in the movie at all.
Mickey's never put a ring on it in 50 plus years. So who cares? But, you know, I loved a Goofy movie. I really did. I guess part of me though, kind of felt like it was almost like a really fun, like, it didn't feel so like theatrical to me, like where like it felt more like a home release, like a video. I don't know. So I went with Sleeping Beauty. I loved Sleeping Beauty. It was one of my favorites growing up. So
you're going with
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty is gonna be my nickname in about an hour. So
yeah.
Jeff, what do you think?
You for an hour. Well, it always seemed like Mickey was a swinger, but I'm going to go with a Goofy movie. I mean, I think it's clearly the better movie here. It related a lot more to me. Sleeping Beauty, again, a classic. It certainly had its problems and does not hold up. But you know what does? A Goofy movie.
All right. And now to my lovely wife, Leah, holding our 5-week-old little baby Paige.
Wait. older than 5 weeks. Just FYI.
Nailed it, Chris.
Seven?
She's seven. 7 weeks.
And the father of the year goes to.
Are you just trying to tell us how many beers you've had, Chris? I'm not sure.
7 weeks.
Not quite.
It'd be seven weeks on Monday. Six and a half.
Whatever.
We're getting there.
Whatever.
So this movie is the Goofy movie is less about Goofy and more about the wonderfulness that is Powerline. I danced around my room every single time to the ending sequence to Eye to Eye at the end of the movie. So great, so wonderful. I would still dance around my room to that song to the day. Powerline is the best, and that is why I am going with a Goofy movie.
In case you can't tell, for those of you at home that obviously can't watch the video here, the entire time Leah was talking, as soon as she said Powerline, Steve is dancing to Eye to Eye.
So maybe love is the reason why, for the first time ever, we're seeing it eye to eye.
And you got to do the perfect cast when you dance to it, so, you know.
All right. Goofy movie moving on to the next round. And that makes my wife very happy.
Yes, I would be very upset if it did not.
We have your 4 versus 13 seed. This is a meetup here of two Pixar films. You've got Moana taking on Monsters University.
Moana is not Pixar.
Disney. Moana is Disney.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's why you're the moderator and don't know about Disney.
I'm okay with that.
We still remember the Disney episode. It's fine.
Yeah.
Coco is Pixar, right?
Coco was Pixar, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dadgum. Aren't you glad?
It'll sound good in post, Chris. It's fine.
Yeah, like I'm doing post on this. Who's got time?
I don't know. Well, I mean, we all spend a lot of time. Though.
Yeah.
All right. This one we're going to start off with Marissa. Moana or Monsters U?
Moana. You can't touch it. You can't. I love Moana. Well, you could, I guess, with Lion King. But in this bracket over here. But I mean, the soundtrack is incredible.
You've got The Rock.
You've got The Rock. And you've got Hey Hey.
Oh, yes.
So, Moana.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
What can I say except you're welcome? No, this is clearly Moana. I'm sorry. I'll try not to sing anymore. I apologize.
Steven, what do you think?
My vote is for Smart Pocahontas, a.k.a. Moana. Because it is literally the same story, but it makes sense. The villain's tied in to the main character theatrically, and both have forgotten who they are or are trying to figure out who they are, so it makes sense. You have the wise grandmother, but she's not a tree? She's a spirit, and because it's Pocahontas, but much, much, much better. Moana's a great film. It gets the vote.
Nikki, what do you think?
Yeah, Moana.
Jeff.
Yeah, I think Monsters University as a sequel, prequel, whatever the hell it tried to be, is not as bad as it could have been, but it doesn't touch Moana. Moana is fantastic. Gotta go with Moana.
All right. Leah.
Well, I was all in on Moana after I heard 98 Degrees perform How Far I'll Go in their concert at Disney when we saw
and
them.
That was so amazing.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
So just that whole show was fantastic.
Yeah. So it is now on me and Paige's walking playlist. We walk to it every time we go on our little strolls. So, yeah, that's why I'm all in on Moana.
Mario, is it a sweep?
Sweep it.
Moana is moving on to the next round. Next up, we have got the 6th seed of Zootopia and the 11th seed of Dumbo. And we are starting with Mr. Mike.
All right, I know this. I know how this is actually going to go, and I know I'm going to be the only one.
You're going to go for Dumbo, aren't you?
I mentioned before my affinity for the pink elephant sequence. Our daughter loves that movie. I've watched it way too much. Honestly, the crows are really not as racist as people pretend. In fact, they're depicted as outcasts and they're depicted as sympathetic characters. So if you throw, yes, they're caricatures, but throw that out. There's no excuse for the Roustabout song by comparison, but yet nobody talks about that for some reason. It's all of those things, but I still go with Dumbo. It's just got the personal connection where Zootopia just doesn't for me.
All right, Steven, what do you think?
Well, Mike's right that the Roustabout song is way worse than Jim Crow. At least Jim Crow's smart enough to realize what's going on, and that is his name. It doesn't appear in the credits, but that's what they called him in production. So
really?
Problem. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. They literally called that character Jim Crow. It doesn't. It just says the crow in the credits or something like that, but that's what they called him. Dumbo is, it's okay. It's a sort of a standard believe-in-yourself movie. But Zootopia's better, right? I mean, first of all, it's a full movie. It doesn't have the pacing issues Dumbo has. I guess it's a believe-in-yourself movie, too, except it's got a Breaking Bad reference in it. So I'm going to give it to Zootopia.
Nikki, what do you think?
A year ago, Dumbo was not on my list of top Disney movies. I mean, I always thought it was kind of boring. I wasn't like Mike. I didn't really like it growing up as a kid. However, I've grown to appreciate it because of Abby watching. I mean, she sleeps with her Dumbo. She asks for Dumbo. We listen to the Dumbo. I didn't even know Dumbo really had a soundtrack, you know, because I couldn't remember any of the songs. And after I've watching it now for like the 40th, 50th time, I'm amazed at how much they did in 1941. Like, animation wise, like, it was just what they did in some of those sequences were really cool. And I just thought, I don't know if anything Zootopia was, I don't think anything about Zootopia was groundbreaking the way that Dumbo was probably groundbreaking for its time.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. So I'm going to choose Dumbo.
All right. Two for Dumbo, one for Zootopia. Jeff, what do you think?
The rest of Zootopia.
I'm a little surprised actually at these rankings. Mm-hmm. I really don't care about Zootopia. I didn't like it when it came out. We watched it the other day, and I also fell asleep. Did not care about it. Dumbo is not great. There's a lot of problems. But if I had to choose, I would pick that any day over Zootopia, whether it's that one or the new one. I think they both do a much better job of portraying a story than Zootopia does.
Three for Dumbo, one for Zootopia. And we are on to Leah. What do you think, Leah?
Well, the only memorable part of Dumbo to me was the heart-wrenching mommy baby through the bars moment with the sad, sad song. The sad, sad song. Which I will not go back and rewatch now. So I'm going Zootopia.
Mario, what do you think? Are we going to tie this up?
And Nick Wilde. So I'm going Zootopia. And also, too, how could you forget about Mr. Big?
Touche. All right, this is an epic comeback story here, everybody. Zootopia was down, but was not out. With 9 minutes left, they storm back from an 18-point deficit to tie the game. And we're going to Marissa to see who's going to sink the final shot. Your whole life has been preparing for this, by the way.
Don't screw this up.
I do have opinions. I will let that be known right now.
You put them back. Put them back.
Zootopia's fine. It's good. It's fine. Dumbo's a classic. Dumbo is a classic. Baby Mine is heart-wrenching. Ellie has two Dumbos. She has the original and she has the new one from the new movie. With the flappy ears, and it plays hide and seek. So Dumbo.
So I just want to say I genuinely thought I was going to be the only vote for Dumbo. So
I did not think that was going to be close. I really didn't. I love Zootopia. Zootopia, I had zero interest in seeing, and we just put it on one day. And that movie freaking captured me from the opening sequence. That movie's a really solidly well-made film. It's got a story that keeps moving. It's quick-paced. It's fun. It's legitimately fun. There's not a damn thing fun about Dumbo until he gets a feather in his nose. Sorry, yeah. There's not.
No, you're actually right. Dumbo is...
If I'm watching a Disney movie...
Does not have a lot of fun, which is, in a way, part of its charm.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's a really, really bleak movie.
I'm sorry. When I'm watching a Disney movie, and this is a sophomoric approach, and I admit that, but when I'm watching a Disney movie, I expect there to be a little bit of heart and then a lot of entertainment, and I was not entertained once during Dumbo. So,
have you seen the new Dumbo?
I do not need to watch Tim Burton depress me.
No, I love the new Dumbo.
The new Dumbo is actually really good. Yeah. I would say probably better.
I would say the new Dumbo is probably one of the best live action remakes
that they've done.
Yeah.
I can't really have an opinion there. I haven't seen any of the live action remakes, but wow. I don't care.
We've noticed that.
I don't like Dumbo. Sorry. That's just my opinion. All right. We're going to move on though, because I don't have an opinion. My opinion does not matter here at all, which is perfectly fine by me.
Yet you keep giving it.
I know. All right.
Why are we whispering?
It is your 3 versus 14 seed. Your 3 seed is Monsters, Inc. Your 14 seed is a movie I don't know why it's on here. James and the Giant Peach.
Unison?
I don't know why that movie's on this list.
Should we just do it in unison then?
Yeah.
Can we all? Is there anyone here that's not saying Monsters, Inc.? Is everyone here saying James and the Giant Peach?
I mean, James and the Giant Peach is a movie that existed, I think.
It was like a cute book.
It did. And my brother used to make us watch it on repeat, and I fucking hate that movie.
I saw that movie in theater. I saw James and the Giant Peach in theater. It was at the Dollar Theater here in Clearwater. And even at the Dollar Theater, we were the only ones in the theater.
So
the one that's now a car dealership?
Yes.
Yeah.
So to my knowledge and recollection, there were 3 Roald Dahl adaptations at least in the 90s. And the other two were The Witches, which is great, and Matilda, which is great. So, and I don't remember James and the Giant Peach, so...
It's not a good movie. All right. So with that being said, no vote even necessary. Monsters, Inc. is obviously moving on to the Field of 32. And we are down to our final 2 picks in the round of 64.
This is going to be rough.
Mike, you're going to go first, being that we skipped you last time. Is it going to be the 7 seed Little Mermaid or the 10 seed Fox and the Hound?
Well, I'm happy to go first, even though I also went first for Dumbo and Zootopia.
Never mind. Steven, you're going first.
Well, no. Now that I've been given the opportunity to speak, I feel
that's
like
fine. Mike, go first. I don't care.
All right. May I just say, how in the good golly fuck is the Little Mermaid a 7 seed?
You're not right.
Who came up with this shit?
Well, I think it's the people we thanked earlier.
The people we thanked at the beginning.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Literally,
you're right.
The podcast that's name is on the sheet.
I apologize.
It's all right. No. They're big on Reddit. Obviously, they don't care.
Obviously, you can cut that out if you want. But obviously, like, everybody always has discrepancies with the seating. I don't know how this isn't Little Mermaid. I feel like Little Mermaid is a classic. It was the beginning of the Disney Renaissance. There's not much else to say about it. Fox and the Hound is really sad, and everybody sees it once and cries and then never sees it again. So,
right. Steven, what do you say?
I actually consider Fox and the Hound one of the sort of less thought about classics. I really love that movie, but up against The Little Mermaid, it doesn't stand a chance. Little Mermaid is a great film. It's not the best of the Disney Renaissance, but that soundtrack's going to push it through the first round against almost anything. So Little Mermaid's going to win.
Nikki.
Yeah, this one makes me sad because I'm actually a really big Fox and the Hound fan. Like, that was one of those kind of underrated ones that my family watched all the time. And we have a Basset Hound, so I mean, we've always just like...
I think that's why it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, I love Fox and the Hound, but I mean, Little Mermaid, I mean, that's like my final four. I mean, I love the Little Mermaid, so that's always been, I got to give it to that. So I don't think Fox and the Hound can beat Little Mermaid, but I am sad because I do like Fox and the Hound a lot.
All right, Jeff, what do you think?
Well, for the record, Lights, Camera, Podcast is Barstool's movie podcast. So with their litigation volley, let's be nice to them. I have a real hard time with this one. I grew up on Fox and the Hound. That's the movie we watched a lot. There was four boys and one girl in our house, so she lost. Even though she was a redhead, we watched a lot of Fox and the Hound. However, I have thus since watched Little Mermaid, I don't know,
100 times.
At least 100 times this year. with my daughter, and even though she loves Earl, I'm gonna have to go with Little Mermaid. It really is a great film.
All right, Leah, what do you think?
I'm going with Little Mermaid. Fox and the Hound, just, I didn't like it. It's too sad, so I gotta go with Little Mermaid. And Prince Eric is mighty handsome, so there you go.
Unrealistic expectations noted. Okay.
They just call him Zachary Levi in real life.
Yep.
They do.
No, I call him Prince Eric.
Ooh.
He's a snack.
A whole snack.
Mario, save me.
Okay, I'll try to save you. I think the bracketing, like everybody else has said, is kind of, it's off. You know, Fox and the Hound would win a lot against other movies. But going against The Little Mermaid, there's no shot. And it should have been, I think, higher.
Yeah.
So, Little Mermaid.
All right. Marissa?
It's Earl, hands down. But Fox and the Hound played a lot in my grandmother's house. She loved it. Like, even at, 80 years old, she would watch Fox and Hound and Fox and Hound 2. but Ariel has a special place in my heart. Always will. I mean, Jeff, he knew that right off the bat. Like, he got me the special editions. Ariel.
Little Mermaid is moving on to the field of 32. And we are down to our last pick. And when it comes to misseedings, I actually think this is a misseeded film because this movie and this franchise is one that Disney has put a lot of money into over the course of the last 30 years or so, 40 years or so. Your 2 seed is Finding Nemo, and somehow your 15 seed is Winnie the Pooh. And we're going to let Steven get us started.
Well, Chris, here's why Winnie the Pooh is a 15 seed. It sucks. I have always hated Winnie the Pooh. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's not that clever. It's not that heartwarming. It doesn't have an overarching story because it's these little individualized chapters, which is a big problem a lot of these things have. Finding Nemo is a much, much better film. I don't get the Winnie the Pooh plot. I guess it sells a lot of stuffed animals, but other than that, I got nothing for Winnie the Pooh. So, Finding Nemo.
All right. Nikki, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, Winnie the Pooh is a bunch of poems and stuff, and I don't think the movie is necessary. I mean, the movie does the same thing, just little stories. I mean, Finding Nemo is just, I think it's just so pretty and everything like that, so I'd definitely go Finding Nemo.
Jeff, make your choice.
Well, I think this is the beauty of literature. I know that the new Winnie the Pooh really leaned into the poem aspect of these stories and how they were broken up. But there's nothing, I think, that has been I don't want to say instrumental in my life, but that I've watched more in life over the past 30 years than Winnie the Pooh. I mean, they've put out so much content. And I'm pretty sure this is specifically referring to the adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
But even so, I think they all hold up. Finding Nemo is great. There's a lot of good about it, but I don't think it holds up to the entirety of Winnie the Pooh. So I'm going Winnie the Pooh.
All right. Winnie the Pooh is on the board as we move over to my lovely wife, Leah.
I'm a big fan of Winnie the Pooh, but Finding Nemo is the superior movie. So Finding Nemo.
All right. Mario, for the last time tonight, what do you think?
I am going Finding Nemo 100%, Alex.
Marissa.
Winnie the Pooh is, it's big in our house. Gavin's nursery was classic Winnie the Pooh. He still carries around and sleeps with his little tiny classic Eeyore, who no longer has any fur at all. I mean, the thing has been lost like 3 times at the beach, at Chili's, at Disney, and he's always come back, no matter what. Always found him. Again, the whole franchise of Winnie the Pooh is incredible. I love it. Christopher Robin did an incredible job, I think, kind of piecing it back together, I guess, a little bit. Is that what you would say, Jeff? I don't know. Christopher Robin? I don't know. He's not listening anymore. But Finding Nemo is the superior movie.
Finding Nemo is definitely moving on to your field of 32. And to give you your list here, your field of 32 from the
Mike,
Thunder
Mountain. You don't get a say. Mike doesn't get a say at all.
Do we really want to hear Mike Mott talk one more time?
I mean,
I am being mean. Mike, what do you think, buddy?
I think you probably don't want to hear me talk anymore. So,
oh my God, now I feel bad.
I thought I was going to be the only vote for Winnie the Pooh. I'm not, so I'm happy about that. I think Finding Nemo is probably overall the better film, but there's just more aspects of Winnie the Pooh that I'm drawn to. I love the way that they do like the way they do the pages and everything like that. It's just, you know, I don't know. I like it better.
I did not think, I honestly thought it was going to be a 7-0 run, but you guys brought me back to Winnie the Pooh. I don't care about Winnie the Pooh. I never have, but my wife is a huge fan. But yeah, I've never given the entirety of the story its due, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Stephen hit the nail on the head. There really is no overarching story. It's a series of vignettes. Yeah, the characters are iconic, not the story. Again, as I alluded to before, one of my favorite sequences as a child was the Trippy Heffalumps and Woozles sequence from Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day.
Still holds up.
Which still holds up. And yeah, Marissa said it. Winnie the Pooh has been very important, you know, part of our family, my family both. You know, my family growing up and now my, you know, family now. So,
yeah, but to be fair, there's something to be said about the characters never changing and things like that, because it allows you to do a lot of interesting things with those characters over a longer period of time.
True.
So
I do find it so interesting that like it's hard to even think of too many Winnie the Pooh stories, you know, but everybody knows every single character everything like that. You know, it's so in that sense it is. I think if we're just going movie to movie, though.
Yeah.
No, I just voted for Winnie the Pooh, but I think Nemo should have won the movie.
I mean, if it had been a tie and come down to me, I probably would have said, yeah, Nemo deserves to move on. But
yeah.
I was always planning to vote for Winnie the Pooh because I knew that was not going to be the case.
How dare you do the same thing I'm doing?
Go watch Christopher Robin because it's great.
I haven't seen that. I really want to.
It's good.
Ewan McGregor as Christopher Robin was a perfect pick.
Yeah, it was real good.
That's fine. Ewan McGregor's Black Mask was not a good pick.
Let me give you a quick summary of Christopher Robin. It's Act 1. Hey, you remember that thing from your childhood? Acts 2 and 3. Cry, bitch! Cry!
well, we know
Thanks,
Chris
Steven.
Won't. So maybe he'll find some other part of it.
Chris is dead inside. All right. So at the end of your round of 64, the second half, the Thunder Mountain region the movies moving on to the round of 32 are going to be The Incredibles, Peter Pan.
Is that right?
Mulan. Yeah, Peter Pan won 4-3.
Yeah.
Mulan, Inside Out, 101 Dalmatians, Toy Story 2, Pocahontas, and Up. From the Space Mountain region, you've got The Lion King, Snow White, A Goofy Movie, Moana, Dumbo, Monsters Incorporated, Little Mermaid at a 7 seed for some reason, and Finding Nemo.
Does anyone still have a perfect bracket?
I didn't actually do my bracket.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't look at it until like a couple minutes before.
But I'll do it for the next few rounds.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't really want to get an opinion until I find out what the matchups were as we were talking. So,
now, ladies and gentlemen, that has been another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. This is a special Disney Bracketology bonus episode. We will be back with the round of 32 in the coming week. Until then, on Sunday, our regular trivia episode will be coming out, and it's a good one. Let me tell you right now, it's a really good one. You do not want to miss that. But for the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
I've been Leah.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Marissa.
I'm Mike.
Nikki.
Steven.
Mario,
you go now. Well, no, he's putting down to Leah, but okay. I'm Mario.
Wait, Chris, do you think that the scenes or the setup for all of our Zooms show everyone in the same position on all the different
yeah,
screens?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too.
This
yeah,
is exactly. Not like the Brady Bunch. I mean,
Chris is in the middle, so.
He is.
For the Pub Trivia Experience. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.